Volatility in the market is a fact. What isn't so clear is what the ups and downs of the market can do to your retirement portfolio. For answers, call Kevin Brooker at 800-975-6717. Kevin is founder and CEO of Silverleaf Financial, and he's been helping people cut through the noise to create a retirement and income plan that can take you all the way through retirement. Call now for your free financial consultation, 800-975-6717. Today's market volatility can really take a toll on your portfolio. But what if you could lock in your gains and still be in a position to participate in the gains without suffering losses if the market plunges again? That's what Kevin Brooker at Silverleaf Financial can help you achieve. Your no-cost analysis includes a portfolio x-ray showing any hidden fees in your current plan. He'll show you how by claiming Social Security at the right time can make a huge difference in your retirement income. Call Kevin Brooker today, 800-975-6717. Do it today.
This is Kevin Brooker. Welcome to Cruising Through Retirement. You know, as we enter 2024, it's really crucial to assess your budget, your debt, and your investments to make sure that they are still in alignment with your financial objectives. So to help kickstart the process, we've put together a few steps right here to help you get started, and I'm going to offer a couple other tips to maybe find some money that you...
Cruising Through Retirement with Kevin Brooker. Kevin is an investment advisor representative with more than 30 years' experience. He's helped thousands of people cruise through retirement, and he'd be happy to help you too. Stick around for today's adventure on Cruising Through Retirement.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Cruising Through Retirement with Kevin Brooker. I'm Steve Siddall. Kevin, a fiduciary, independent advisor, representative, Silverleaf Financial, helping folks for more than 30 years, getting him to and through retirement. And now he caught my my ear by saying, money I didn't know I had.
That's right. That is right. Yes, Steve, thank you very much. And guys, you know what? There's a headline in this week's paper in Arizona, the good old Arizona Republic. And what they're talking about is just in Arizona, there's apparently $2.2 billion of unclaimed property. And I don't mean property like land. I mean property like, you know, maybe you put down a security deposit at an apartment that you had years ago and you forgot to get it back. Or it could be traveler's checks that were never used, never cashed. So things like that. There is $2.2 billion out there.
Boy, there's gotta be something for darn near everybody.
Right? That's I mean, gosh, that's what I was, I saw that. I'm saying, well, I got to check myself. Is there any money for me?
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, no, there wasn't
any
for me.
Okay.
You know, cause I already checked. But guys, there's over $2 billion that's unclaimed. So by all means, go to the Arizona Department of Revenue website. That's where you can find it. Arizona Department of Revenue. It'll take you to another website. I think it's called Missing Money, I believe. And all you got to do is put in your name. That's it. You don't have to put in anything else. You don't have to give your social security number or any personal info beyond your first and your last name. You can also check for a business if you happen to be a business owner. So take a look at it. Who wouldn't like some free money, especially right at the holidays?
Right now at Christmas, exactly.
Right now. Perfect timing. So take a look. And guys, I want to – quick short story that I mentioned to Steve earlier, actually. 2 or 3 years ago believe it or not, I actually got a letter in the mail from the state of Illinois where me and my wife used to live. And the letter said that we think we have some unclaimed property for you. And sure enough, I went to the state of Illinois website for unclaimed property. And I got back like $600. Okay. Now it's not enough to retire on, but it certainly was nice to get something unexpected.
Well,
like
it's a couple of dinners out for sure.
Hey, a couple of good ones.
Right? Really good ones, yeah.
A couple of really good ones. You know, so you can buy that $100 steak if you want to.
Exactly.
You know, and so anyway, check it out. There is a lot of money out there that's unclaimed that people have just forgotten about. So make sure you take a look at it and see if there's anything for you. So I wanted to mention real quick, this time of year, guys, and we're going to talk about some things to get ready for 2024 as we come into the year. So we want to look at some house cleaning things, right? I call it house cleaning.
Yeah.
Tidy up a little bit, if you will. And something I want to mention, okay, right now for those of us that are self-employed or independent contractors, if you're like me and you have to buy your own health insurance, okay, this is the time of year when you do it. Okay. We can only do it certain times a year. And if you're self-employed or an independent contractor and you purchase your own health insurance for you and your family, now is a really good time to think about whether you want to set up a health savings account. All right. Now is the time. Don't blow it off. Don't put it off. You got to do it now. All right. So if it makes sense to you, look into a health savings account. I've talked about it many times on the show before. This is one of the best accounts out there for tax purposes, meaning it is the only account, guys, the only account where if you set it up properly and use the money as you're supposed to, which is for healthcare expenses, all right, then it's completely tax-free. All right. Unlike an IRA or a 401k where you pay tax on one side or the other, right? With an IRA, you get the tax break going in, you pay tax when you bring it out. Income tax, okay? Not capital gains tax, income tax. Same with an HSA account, you get the tax deduction when you put the money in there. The money grows tax-free, not tax-deferred. And when you take it out, as long as you take it out for qualified medical expenses, it's completely tax-free. It is the only truly tax-free account that's out there. An IRA account, a retirement account, all the other accounts you pay tax one side or the other. So if you can take advantage of a nice HSA, especially if you're a younger person, because you can put away $7,000 or $8,000 a year. If you're able to do that every year, let's say for 20 years, you could have $250,000 sitting in an account that you can take out money for healthcare. So and whenever you need it, and you could do something I'm doing, which I've mentioned before also. The government, check this out. The government will allow you to save your receipts. So from all the doctor visits, medical care, you know, whether it's a knee brace or a dentist visit or vision or hearing, you name it, it's very wide range, even chiropractic, okay, medicines. It gets a little tricky with Medicare. So just so you know, it's a little wonky in that area. But there's a ton of expenses that qualify for being tax-free. So in other words, what me and my wife have been doing, I've got an HSA account set up for a while. So what we're doing is I'm paying our health expenses now with just, you know, pocket cash, I'm just paying it right now out of money that I have.
Okay.
Because I want the HSA account to grow because it's growing tax-free, right?
Yeah.
And then what the government will let you do, check, this is so cool. We can save our receipts for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And then when we're retired and I'm sick, you know, 70, 72 years old or something, and I say, you know what, honey, why don't we take some of that money and pay ourselves back? And we can withdraw the money from the health savings account tax-free. We have records of all the expenses that we've paid over the last 20 years or something, and we can pay ourselves back. And it's 100% legal, 100% legitimate, in that we're reimbursing ourselves for expenses that were paid decades ago. Okay.
Wow.
I'm not aware of any other account that'll do that.
No. And people are not aware that this is an option, or people aren't aware that this is essentially a benefit that you can take advantage of.
Oh my gosh. And I'll tell you what, because what I'm trying to do is, and it's a huge benefit. All right. What I'm doing is I am strategizing so that there will be some years, I wish all of them, but there'll be some years when I'm retired, when me and my wife are retired, and we'll pay zero taxes, because our income is going to be coming from Roth IRAs and HSA accounts. So we'll have tax-free income from those accounts. And if we don't have any, if we don't go over the max on, you know, how much taxable income we have, then our Social Security will be tax-free as well. And so I am going to do it strategically. So I'll look at a year like now, I'll look into the next year, where are my income sources coming from? And in certain years, I'm going to make sure that they only come from tax-free places, that I only have a little bit of taxable income. I think you could make up to like maybe 10 grand, you know, ballpark, over and above your Social Security without making Social Security taxable too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a lot, but if you have other tax-free income coming in, you can definitely make it work. And so it's just something I'm looking at, because it's not going to save a fortune, but I think just on Social Security alone, it'll save $4,000 or $5,000 a year.
Wow.
So
I mean, that's real money.
Look at it, that's real money. It's a nice little vacation or a long weekend or something, or maybe just invest it and let it grow. So, but it's another way you can save money and put more money away.
All right. I like that. And, you know, we were talking about the market too, as we got started here, just before we got started. And this week has been, boy, what a ride for the market this week, and in a very positive way.
It's been fantastic, and I tell you what, the Dow hit an all-time record high, and the S&P 500 is within about 1% or so, of its all-time high as well. And the nice thing about it with the S&P is you know, 500 stocks in the S&P 500, right?
Yes.
And so it's a lot broader measure of the health of these companies, of the health of their of the stock of these companies, and it's not just, you know, Apple and Microsoft and Nvidia and Tesla and the so-called Magnificent Seven, Facebook and Google, and maybe I'm forgetting one, Netflix. It's not just those seven stocks that are carrying us. Now, all of those seven have had fantastic years, all right? But it's really important. We want to see expanding breadth. We want to see, in other words, we want more stocks to participate. And right now, I believe we have something like 75 or 80% of all the stocks in the S&P 500 are above their 50-day moving average price, which is a very healthy sign. So we've got a lot healthier looking market than we've had in a long, long time. And so with interest rates coming down, the setup really looks good. There's a lot of analysts raising their estimates for 2024. I saw one estimate come out earlier this morning where they raised their target on the S&P for the end of 24 to 5,500. Okay. Right now it's just over 4,700. All right. So that's what, 16, 17, 18% is what they're calling for a gain next year.
Holy
cow. So guys, you know, take a look at it. This is a good time to double check your allocation, make sure you're not taking too much risk, but it does look like risk assets, AKA stocks, are in really good shape going forward. Unless we have some big surprise or an interest rate spike, right now it looks, you know, the market's signaling all clear. That's why it rallied yesterday.
Wow. And that's, I mean, again, that's kind of an exciting way to end the year. We talk about that Santa Claus rally or the Santa, you know, the end of the year.
Yes.
This, we, as you said earlier, it's, so we're in the midst of it, perhaps.
Well, I think we are. You know what? November and December are typically, good months for the stock market. And part of it, we call it the Santa Claus rally. Part of it is going into the new year, the January effect. If we keep on rallying in December, then I'm probably going to be thinking that we're likely to see a little weakness in January. All right. That doesn't mean you need to get out of the market, though, guys. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to condition yourself so that when you see weakness in the market, you don't get afraid. All right. You don't start thinking about running for the hills. You start writing up a list of what you want to buy. That's the behavior you want to have when the market is weak, when the market's going down. You want to be making up a list, doing your research, and looking at stocks, trying to find companies that you want to own. And you want to buy them at a cheaper price. You want to buy them when they're on sale. So the behavior you want to emulate when the market's weak or scary or everybody is saying run for the hills, that's when you want to sit back and say, you know what? I'll bet there's some good companies out there that are trading at a discount that I can buy at a cheap price that a few years down the road I'm probably going to make a lot of money with. So that's what you want to do. If you see the weakness, take advantage of it by buying quality companies.
All right. And these are just the kinds of things that I know you're doing for yourself and for your clients.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And you know what? And that's it does. I tell you what, I like it. I like it when the market this might sound crazy, but I don't like it as much when the market is hitting new highs because it's so much harder to find, to find good buys.
OK, right?
But
sure.
But when the market sells off and everybody's afraid, it's a lot easier to find good value. And so like now, if you look at, look at Apple. Apple hit an all-time high this week, all-time high, all right? And I want to say we're trading at what, like a valuation of 30 times earnings or something, which is very high. Apple historically has traded less than 20 times earnings. So be careful about some of the valuations. Now it doesn't mean you can't make money on it, but what it does mean is that if there's a correction in the market, the stocks that have had the big moves, the 50, 60, 70, 100% or more moves, then chances are people are going to take profits if they start to think the run is going to, the rally's coming to an end. So you don't want to be, and I'm talking about an investor, a long-term investor. The mentality should be to buy on weakness. Think about Warren Buffett, right? The time to be greedy is when others are fearful. And the time to be fearful is when others are greedy, right? So now I'd be willing to bet you Buffett and his group, they're probably taking profits in some of the holdings.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, and just building up a little cash. I do think it's a good idea to build a little cash. The market has been doing really well. All right. But personally, I feel like we're getting a little stretched. I feel like the market's overbought. And I mentioned to Steve earlier, I was actually thinking about going short just for a trade. Now I'm not recommending that to anybody unless you're very experienced, because you can lose your shirt by going short. All right. Because you have unlimited exposure. So in other words, if the market keeps going up and up and up, there, you could really be in a bad spot. So I'm only looking at it because as I watch the market every day for 30 plus years now, it looks to me like it's a little overextended. I think we're overbought. You know, the thing is with an overbought market, I remember back in the 90s and the late 90s, 1998, early 1999, I'm thinking this market really looks stretched. It really looks like it's gone too high, right? Mm-hmm. It kept going high for another year, year and a half. It kept going higher. And so the market tends, you know, I say the market's bipolar. Okay. The market is bipolar because when it gets happy, like now, it's extremely happy. It's ecstatic. Everything is wonderful. Bad news is good news. Everything's wonderful. But something's going to happen. Something's going to come out. And then people are going to say, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. The market's overvalued. And we're probably going to sell off and we can go down and it can react in the extreme in the down, you know, on a bear market as well. The market tends to overshoot in both directions. And so you just want to be aware of that. And try to control your emotions and make logical decisions rather than reacting out of fear or greed.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, that's wise words, but it's sometimes hard to step back and do what you know is supposed to be right because it doesn't necessarily feel right.
It is. Oh, it is. It is. I'll tell you what. It you know, it's really hard. You know, for instance, let me tell you something. I owned NVIDIA, I owned Google, and I owned Palo Alto Networks, all right, mm-hmm. a year ago. I owned them all. And then partway through the year, I got spooked, I got emotional, and I got out of them. And I look back on it, and NVIDIA was the number one performing stock in the entire S&P 500 for the year, and Palo Alto and Google were also fantastic performers. And I made some money with them, but I didn't make as much as I could have. And it's because I got impatient. I got impatient and I became afraid that there is going to be a bigger loss. And so I was more concerned about losing money than I was about, you know, making a profit, mm-hmm. Making a bigger profit. So those are the things we always have to balance. You always have to juggle those. And that's why it's so important to have a good idea about how much risk you can take. And it's easy to say I'm good with risk when the market's hitting highs, when you're making money. Everybody's good with risk. All right. Mm-hmm. It's how comfortable you are with risk when you're down. All right. When you're sitting on a 20% loss, are you okay with that? Are you losing sleep? All right. If you're losing sleep or if you're getting anxious or if you're getting too stressed out over it or worrying about it or thinking about it too much, for instance, if you're looking at your account every day, chances are you're taking on more risk than you're really comfortable with. So that's the first thing that I like to dial in with everybody is to make sure we're taking the right amount of risk, because then I know we can be in it for the long haul. And that gives you the ability to weather the storm so you don't freak out like I did when I sold what turned out to be some of the best positions in the market.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, again, it's interesting to hear you say that you say you got spooked. I mean, it happens to everybody, doesn't it?
It does happen. It does happen to everybody. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm trying to say, you know, learn from my mistakes. Okay. I've been doing this a long time. And I knew at that time, I said, man, I think, you know, long-term, these things look really good,
yep.
You know, but sometimes these voices get in your head and one of the voices that's been in my head all year long, and yes, I'm going to blame them, right? It's ultimately always our individual's responsibility. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause you're the ultimate person up responsible for your own actions, right?
Sure.
So I accept responsibility for my action, but I will admit that I did have some bears. I was hearing bears. AKA Mike Wilson from Morgan Stanley. He's one of the lead economists, lead strategists there. He's been bearish all year. He's been bearish all year long, saying the S&P was going to go down to like 3,500. All right. And he's been completely wrong, but he had some good arguments. A lot of people have been calling for a recession, right? Calling for some people like, okay, Jamie Dimon, the boss at Chase Bank, another billionaire, right?
Yes.
He was calling for interest rates to go to 7%. He said we have a – what did he say? We might have a economic hurricane, I think he said.
That was the description. It was, yes.
Isn't that what it was?
Right? Yes.
So now he's – right? He's running one of the biggest banks in the world, right? He's a multi-billionaire. you would think he knows something about finance, right?
You would think.
You would think, but he was totally wrong. All right?
Totally wrong, yeah.
Just like Mike Wilson at Morgan Stanley. I don't know how many millions they pay him every year, but I'm betting he's making at least $5 million a year, if probably a lot more than that. And he was totally wrong. And that's his job, right? And so a couple of years ago, he was spot on. He has made some good calls in the past. 2023 was not one of them, though. So it's important when you're thinking about these decisions, you know, to frame it properly and to look at exactly what you're doing to make sure you're not taking on too much risk. But if you're a long-term investor, usually the best solution is to just hold on, maybe reallocate, maybe get some different positions, but to stay invested generally is the best solution.
Sure. And again, it's also a vital importance to me anyway, and is to work with an independent fiduciary advisor, because you've got 30 years experience doing this and you know, you've been there a time or two.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, that is something that an advisor can help you with, because a lot of times it's good to just have somebody to bounce your ideas off of, just having somebody to have a conversation with, right? Mm-hmm. To see if the way you're thinking about it is, you know, makes sense to other people, and so that you don't make a rash move that you wind up regretting later on. And so none of us, you know, are perfect, right? We all make mistakes. But my belief is that if you're working with an advisor, somebody that's got a lot of experience, you're a lot less likely to make a mistake. If you do make a mistake, it's probably it'll be one that, you know, it doesn't really hurt you. In other words, if we take a profit in something and it goes higher, it's like, you know, okay, is it really that bad? We did make money with it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you always want to make as much as you can. But at the same time, we want to manage risk, and we don't want to have a small loss turn into a large loss. So it can become difficult. You know, with some of the stocks I got out of, I had stop orders. And a stop order is when you preemptively put in a price and you say, if it goes below this price, it's in the computer, it's automatically going to sell. And that's a way that a lot of traders, a lot of investors try to manage risk, because you don't want a loss to turn into a huge loss. So in other words, I'm okay taking an 8, 10, 12% loss, but I really hate taking a loss bigger than that. I hate it. I can't stand it. All right. So I don't want to see a loss turn into that something that large. So a lot of times I'll set a loss, I'll set a limit at a 10% loss. And I say, if I'm wrong, then I'm out. And so what happens with these volatile stocks like NVIDIA, it can easily drop 10% before it turns around and comes back and rallies another 30, 40, 50%. We don't know when it's going to happen, but that's the type of action in that stock.
Wow. Okay. Well, these are all good things to know. And we do sort of wind down the year, what are some other things that we should be doing, or, you know, sort of making sure that, you know, I's are dotted, T's are crossed?
Yes, for sure. You know what? And it is a good time. I know it's the holidays and we want to have fun, and by all means, have a lot of fun. I agree. Celebrate. Enjoy your family and your friends. But at the same time, maybe you can carve out a little bit of time to take a look at your budget. All right. If you don't have a budget, then please put one together. Just put something down on paper. All right. Whatever you put down is more than you've got, you know, now, if you haven't done it.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
more
I mean,
than you have now.
You make such a good point, and I think it's often overlooked, but just from my own experience is once you write that down, once you get that, you know, on paper and you can see it, it becomes very real.
It does. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to go spend a fortune on a software program or something. Just grab a pen and paper and start writing down what comes in your mind, right?
Yep.
What are you paying for your mortgage or for your rent? What are you paying for gasoline or travel, food, right? All insurance, all your expenses. And now is a good time to go over and look at all your fixed expenses, your variable expenses. It doesn't have to be a really time consuming thing. I think most people, if you're the one that pays the bills, you could probably come up with quite a few of them right off the top of your head.
Sure.
But it'll give you a good place to start to see where your money's going. And then you can start to make adjustments to maybe save a little more, maybe spend a little less, put a little bit more away for your retirement. And you're going to find that it's a big, big benefit to have that. So I would start off, you double check your budget or create one if you don't have one. And then you want to make sure you've got an emergency fund, right? Everybody, hopefully by the time, you know, you're even in your 30s, hopefully you've got an emergency fund on the side. And what I mean by that is something that should be in a liquid cash account, like a money market or a savings account, where you can easily access it without penalty. And it should be, in my opinion, anywhere between 3 and 6 months of expenses. If you're closer to retirement, then maybe it's more like 9 or 12 months of expenses. And I say that because I don't want you to have to sell a stock position if it's down because you need money. So if you find yourself in a spot, you need to repair your roof or buy a new air conditioner or fix your car or whatever it might be, you can tap the emergency fund so you don't have to go into your longer term investments.
Sure. Well, and again, that's exactly right. And that emergency fund, and I think a lot of us woke up to that during COVID, the need to have that because there were so many things happening that you know, jobs to sick to, you know, whatever. And so now hopefully you've got that replenished and you're back on the right track.
Exactly. That should be the first one to fund if you're just starting off. Then the first thing you should be doing is putting money into an emergency fund because things come up, things happen all the time, right? Life happens, you know, and, you know, like in Arizona, it's not unusual for your air conditioner to break down. So if you're a homeowner, you know, you could be looking at $8,000 or $10,000 just replacing the air conditioner. All right. And you know, your car repairs, things like that. There's all sorts of things that happen that come up. And so you want to have that money available that doesn't cause you any stress. You can easily tap it if you need it. And then you want to make sure you replenish it if you do use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you want to look at, let's take a look as you're going through that budget. Let's look at your debt. If you have any credit card debt, by all means, what you should start, if you have more than one credit card, you should be paying down the one with the highest interest rate. The one with the highest interest rate that you're paying right now, not something in the future. Let's say you got, a lot of times people get a balance transfer offer. So they get a zero transfer, but they're going to charge you 3-4% up front to do it, which I don't recommend, by the way. But if you do that, be aware of the timeline in terms of when they're going to jack that rate back up, okay? Because a lot of times people do it, and then they forget about it, and then they look at their statement a year later, and they see 24% interest on there, and they say, holy cow, what's going on? All right, guys, you got to set reminders for yourself. Use your calendar, set a reminder. So if you've got 6 months of zero interest, then after 5 months, all right, set a reminder for yourself to go in and pay off that card or figure out a way that you don't have to get hit with interest, because a lot of the cards – they don't just charge the immediate interest going forward. They charge you the interest from that accrued
from day one.
From day one, right? So take a look at your credit cards. If you have to, put them on a spreadsheet. All right. If you've got a bunch of credit cards, put them on a spreadsheet so you've got the numbers right in front of you, including the interest rates, including any fees you're paying, and concentrate on paying the most on the ones that are costing you the most, right? So the highest interest rate. That's what you should be paying the extra money to pay it down and pay it off. Just make the minimum payments on the lower interest rate ones and put your extra cash towards the highest interest rate to get out of that debt.
And then it just one builds off the other, and before you know it, you knocked it out.
You got it. But you've got to be diligent about it, especially if you're looking at double-digit interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are paying over 20% interest again now.
Oh, I know.
And guys, it's a huge snowball effect that if you let it continue, it's like that snowball coming down the hill. It's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you're just paying the minimum payment, you might never pay it off. And that's just, it's a horrible experience to have to go through. I've been there. I've had times when business was slow and I had to take on credit card debt and I did exactly what I'm describing now. I'm glad to say, you know, we no longer have debt of any kind. And it is a fantastic feeling. It's so freeing that I don't feel, you know, nobody else has their hand in my pocket anymore.
Yeah,
For my entire life, somebody had their hand in my pocket. And it just felt so good when I finally paid off the mortgage. That's, you know, no more with anybody in my pocket. And hopefully it'll never be that way again. And that gives us the ability to save every extra dollar that we make. I can save it. So every month I'm saving and putting it away so that I can have the type of retirement I try to build for my clients.
Exactly. All right. Well, it sounds great. Folks, if you want to reach out to Kevin, it's 800-975-6717. Or you can visit silverleaffinancial.com. That's the website, silverleaffinancial.com. You can email Kevin direct right there. And again, folks can call or they can email you direct as well, and you're happy to sort of connect with people.
Yes, definitely. Guys, feel free to reach out. I've got a lot of materials, a lot of resources on my website. We've got at least the last 20 shows, I think, are on the website. So if you want to listen to a show from the past, you can certainly do that. And I encourage you to do that because I think it's a great way to see if we'll be a good fit or not, right?
Right.
And so you can listen to the shows. I've got all kinds of resources, blogs, articles about really anything and everything financial or retirement planning And also I've got some free books, you know, like the 5 Keys to a Successful Retirement. If you'd like a copy of it, just go to my website, put in your contact information, and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge.
All right. That sounds good to me. So, you know, again, getting back to the whole recap of the year, looking forward, a lot of folks this time of year are actually sitting down and rewriting or revisiting their goals. And maybe they're changing a little bit. And that is something that you should do every year. And now's a great time to do it.
It is a great time to do it. You know, like I said, we all want to have fun and celebrate with friends and family. But for most of us, you will have some downtime, right? A lot of people are taking off work. So you probably have a little bit of extra time that you can do some things like this. And you know what? Rather than doing a New Year's resolution, why don't you sit down and write down some serious goals?
Yeah.
Okay, forget about the nonsense New Year's resolutions.
I agree. Right?
And you know, let's focus on some solid goals. Maybe take a look at how much you're putting into your 401k. Could you possibly increase that amount? Right? Put in an extra 1-3%. Could you do that? And ask yourself, if you did it, are you going to miss the money? And if the answer is no, go ahead and do it. Try to put as much as you can into those accounts. If you can start saving more, it's a great time to do it at the end of the year because your payroll department or human resources can start it right at the beginning of the new year, and you'll put away more money and you're going to have that much better of a retirement. So it's a good time to take a look at your goals, and it's also a good time to, at the same time I mentioned before, to review your asset allocation. Make sure you're not taking on too much risk. If you felt like you were taking too much risk when the markets were down earlier in the year, now is the time to maybe rebalance or reallocate, maybe take some profits and put some money into something safer. Maybe get into a guaranteed interest rate. We can still get 5%. I can get almost 6% guaranteed right now. So if you don't have any safe guaranteed investments, that might be something you want to take a look at as well.
All right. And so, again, we've sort of covered some great ground here today, Kevin. So what are you going to leave us with? I know we've got one more show this year. So as we lead into that, what do you want to leave us with today?
You know, just one final topic. You know what, with me, I get my homeowner's insurance bill this time of year every year.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they're raising my premium almost 60%.
60?
Yes, 60%. Okay, so – no, I'm not thrilled about it, but I've told myself I'm going to sit down and I'm going to get in touch with some insurance people, and I'm going to see if I can save some money on my homeowners and my auto policy, right? Remember, you guys, you can save money by bundling these things together. They'll give you a multi-policy discount, you know, and if you have an alarm on your house, you can get a discount. There's a lot of ways you can save some money.
Sure.
But if you're looking at anything like I am, I know homeowners insurance across the country has been going up at ridiculous rates. A lot of insurance companies like State Farm, I think they left the state of California because of wildfire risk. A lot of insurance companies have left the state of Florida because of the hurricane and the flooding. And so that's causing a lot of people's homeowners insurance to jump. So don't just file that policy or file the notice when it comes in. Take a look at it, because if you're like me, you'll be shocked when you see a 60% increase. But that motivates me to look around and shop around to see if I can save some money. And I think that's a good idea to take a look at your policies, see if you can save some money, make sure you've got the coverages, you know, that are most appropriate for where you are right now in life. And hopefully you can wind up saving some money too.
All right. That sounds great, Kevin. And let's reconvene in a week. What do you think?
I think that sounds perfect. Guys, I hope you find it helpful. Please feel free to reach out anytime.
Provided this for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. The covered material has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. There are risks associated with every type of investment vehicle. Please read the prospectus and risk disclosure thoroughly before investing. Insurance guarantees are subject to the insurance company's ability to pay. Neither Silverleaf Financial, Kevin Brooker, host, and guests are responsible for the usage of information discussed. Security and investment services offered through Silverleaf Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Please consult with an experienced advisor before making any investment decisions.
Volatility in the market is a fact. What isn't so clear is what the ups and downs of the market can do to your retirement portfolio. For answers, call Kevin Brooker at 800-975-6717. Kevin is founder and CEO of Silverleaf Financial, and he's been helping people cut through the noise and create a retirement and income plan that can take you all the way through retirement. Call now for your free financial consultation. 800-975-6717. Today's market volatility can really take a toll on your portfolio. But what if you could lock in your gains and still be in a position to participate in the gains without suffering losses if the market plunges again? That's what Kevin Brooker at Silverleaf Financial can help you achieve. Your no-cost analysis includes a portfolio x-ray showing any hidden fees in your current plan. He'll show you how by claiming Social Security at the right time can make a huge difference in your retirement income. Call Kevin Brooker today, 800-975-6717. Do it today.